following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School for Lady Bulldogs softball's District 7A tournament opener. With a 16-8 Lady Dogs and third-year head coach Homer Daly are set to host head coach Brittany Cooper and the 4-7 Clark Range Lady Buffaloes for the rubber match of the 2025 series between these two league foes. The Lady Dogs swept the Lady Buffaloes the prior two times they faced off this season, and the Clay County girls are looking to make it 3 in a row to advance into next week's winner bracket. Find out who earns the right to take another shot at the two-time defending state champion Gordonville Tigerettes next Monday night, and whose road to the district title is going to get a little tougher as we bring you postseason softball here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Thermaline Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL, helps you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's ninth night of live Clay County spring sports coverage and our fifth broadcast of Lady Bulldog softball. We're back here in the softball press box looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to kick off our postseason coverage of the Lady Dogs on the diamond. And for the third night in a row, the gang is all here, including one man who said many times, tournament time, no matter sport, is his favorite time of the year. And he's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, longtime former official coach and supporter of all things Clay County, Doug Strong.
Good to be back again. Three nights in a row, that's pretty good. And like I said, and now the good stuff starts. You know, we always talk different times. You know, the season starts tonight. You know, everything else is practice. Now the season starts. I look forward to it.
We've also got a man who's called more postseason action than anybody here in the Upper Cumberland and maybe the entire state. Who knows? His call was on point last night when the Lady Dogs walked off a huge win over Cookeville, and I can't wait to hear him take it to another level here in the District 7A tournament. He's an icon in the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
Well, I'm glad, just like Doug, I'm glad to be back and glad that tournament time has started. There's just a different feel about tournament time. No matter what you're doing, where you're at, you know that that gold trophy is what you're playing for now, and that's what both these teams are doing. And Clark Rains, they haven't had a great year, but boy, come tournament time, that's when you get just a little bit hungrier. So Clay County's got to be ready tonight.
Yeah, Doug, you throw it all out the window when this one starts. And like Craig said, and you too, the road to the spring fling starts right here tonight.
It does. And like I said, you know, the good part for Clay County finished, they're automatically still going again. They're in the double elimination round already. So, you know, pressure's off a little bit, but the pressure's still on you because you should take care of business. You're coming in as a two seed. You want to play like a two seed.
And, Craig, you know, Clay County swept a doubleheader from this Clark Range team, but, again, it's the postseason. You got to get rid of that. You got to come ready to play, don't you?
And, yeah, you do it. Everything that we talked about last night about the pitchers, that's kind of where Clark Range is built. They haven't won a lot of games, but their pitcher's not bad. So you got to be focused. She can get outs. You know, she can get big outs when she needs them. And that's what Clay County's got to be ready for. They've got to be ready to come out and make plays against a pretty good pitcher here tonight.
We wouldn't be here to witness it all without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They've been with us a long, long time, and we appreciate each and every one of them. And a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the gang below the Cumberland River Bridge for being our presenting sponsor. And then also tonight, we want to recognize Macon Bank and Trust and local branch manager Curtis Collins for stepping up to provide the TSSAA video fee for us so we can be here to bring you this coverage. Without them, Craig, we wouldn't have any video.
Oh no, and when you get to postseason, the TSSAA charges that fee, and it's a pretty good fee that they charge. So it's always great for the sponsors to help throughout the year, and in the postseason, it becomes even more important because you do have to pay to be able to broadcast the video. So we appreciate all of them throughout the year and in the postseason because without them, you couldn't watch. And there's a lot of people watching these. It's kind of catching on, isn't it, in the spring, and that's what we hoped it would do, and it's doing so. And these Lady Bulldogs, they're a big part of that. You know, they're playing well, and they're doing some good things.
They really are. And, again, folks, if you're out there listening, go thank these sponsors. They're the only reason we're here. And Macon Bank and Trust is the only reason we're able to bring it live to you in living color, as Thomas Watson likes to say on the local radio station. So we appreciate each and every one of them. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy of the paper next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs' dramatic win over Cookeville in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts free game show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But the paper came out prior to Clay County's big win over Cookeville. After pitching another impressive game, junior Baylor Walden stepped to the plate with two runners on and two outs in the bottom of the final inning here against Cookeville, with a game tied at six. And she delivered. Walden stroked a two RBI double to walk off a dramatic 8-6 win over the Lady Cavs and give the Lady Dogs a season sweep of the Class 4A Titan team. She drove in sophomore Emma Wicks, who had doubled herself, and junior Reagan Cherry, who had reached base on a walk to secure the victory. Cookeville claimed an early 1-0 lead before sophomore Jenna Thompson had a two RBI double in the third to put her team ahead 2-1. A score which remained until the sixth inning. Then when the Lady Cavs played it forward, a surge ahead 5-2. But Clay County, the Lady Cavs took a 5-2 lead, and Clay County girls provided the answer in the bottom of the same inning, as freshman Riley Baxter, Wicks, Walden all singled to load the bases before senior Jade Walker ripped a three RBI triple to tie the game. Thompson then drove home Walker to send the Lady Dogs into the seventh, up 6-5. Before Cookeville knotted it back up to set up Walden's game winner. Cherry, Walden, Walker, Thompson, and Wicks all had multiple hits in the victory, and Clay County totaled 16 hits in the game. And maybe even more important, Doug, no Lady Dog errors in that one either.
That's pretty nice, and that's something you look forward to. When you turn play, how clean can you play a game? No errors is pretty clean.
Especially against a 4A team like Cookeville, because they're going to hit the ball hard, and they did hit it hard at these Clay County players, and that's impressive. I didn't even remember that, but that's a big number right there.
Yeah, it really was, and it was a fun one to call, folks, and we hope we have the same here as we get ready for Clark Range and Clay County to kick off the District 7A tournament. So stay with us for much more.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors District 7A tournament update. We'll talk about the bracket here. We have the first game of it for Clay County right here in front of us as they take on Clark Range. Also tonight going on is the play-in game over in Red Bowling Springs as they take on Pickett County. That's an elimination contest, so whoever loses that one is going home. The winner will face Gordesville on Thursday in that other semifinal, is what I'm going to call it. If Clay County wins here tonight, they'll move on to Monday night, May the 5th, to play probably Gordesville. Nobody's beat them yet, and I'm sure they're probably going to take on, care of the winner of the Red Bull and Springs Peak County game, Craig.
There's never a sure thing in sports, but that's as close as it gets, right?
I agree. I agree. So you have to think that with the win, Clay County and Gordesville will match up Monday night, Doug, and then, you know, all is not lost. If the Lady Dogs can't get past the Tigerettes, they'll fall back down into that loser's bracket game, which will come on Tuesday, May the 6th, against probably the winner of Clark Range and Red Bowling Springs. Clark Range and Red Bowling Springs.
Yeah, that's what you'd think. Like I said, that's why it's so important going into postseason to have that non-elimination game for your first-round game. You don't want to be in that, you know, play-in game to start with. It gives you a little bit of breathing room, even though it's a tournament play. You go in there and approach it a little different.
And if Clay County does lose to Gordesville and then takes care of business in that loser's bracket game, they'll be playing for the title, probably against Gordesville on Wednesday night, May the 7th, with the second game, if necessary, to be played on Thursday night, May the 8th. Looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem, but who knows here. We were going to talk about the baseball bracket, so we'll do that real quick, and we'll break from the anthem when they start and get ready for that. Of course, Clay County taking on Pickett County and what Craig has dubbed the rubber match tomorrow night in Gordesville. They play at 4:30. That's going to be a really good game to kick off the District 7A baseball tournament. And then the other one going on that night in the nightcap, Red Bull and Springs knocked off Clark Range in the play-in game in the baseball tournament. They'll face number one Gordesville. That's all taking place tomorrow night in Gordesville. The winner of those two will face off on Friday night at 6:30. The losers will be playing that same night prior to at 4:30. And so a pretty good baseball tournament fixing to take place down in Gordesville, too.
Yeah, they're not wasting any time there, are they? They're getting it in and getting the games played. And this time of year, you always have to be ready for that. And already the first upset's happened. Clark Range, the 4 seed, Red Bull, the 5. So Red Bull went on the road last night and got the upset win over Clark Range to move into the double elimination round and then the semifinals. So that's what we talk about tournaments. It's not a major upset, but it's the first upset that already happened.
In the past, being one of the top two, Doug, would be Clay County beating Pickett County. You know, let's say they lose to Gordesville, they'll fall back down into that loser's bracket game, which will take place on Saturday, May the 3rd at 4:30. And that's kind of the path that you're probably going to see for Clay County.
And the biggest thing is, of course, baseball's a lot different. You got to watch your pitching and all that. So it's going to be key how you manage that pitching when you go to that loser's bracket. Because you got to win, of course, but then you got to have pitching as you advance. So it's a little more tricky in the baseball.
Yeah, it is. A whole lot of baseball going to go on at Gordesville. Just like I said, the championship game will take place on Saturday, May the 3rd. That's this Saturday, of course. And then if there's two games necessary in that title match, then it'll shift to Sunday, May the 4th, at a time to be determined. But, again, it's all about that first-round game tomorrow night, Craig, Clay County and Pickett County. And either way, if the Dogs fall to Pickett County, they can still get through that loser's bracket and have a chance to advance.
Yeah, and I think that Doug kind of hit on the best thing by bunching those games up into like a 4-day period, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, really a 3-day period. That pitch is going to be a big factor because you pitch just so many games, you can't come back the next day. So you're going to have to really take care of your pitchers and use them to the best advantage that you can build from them.
Yeah, and then what meant to mention about the girls, and I will in just a minute. The boys' Region 4A tournament is going to take place on Wednesday, May the 9th, 10th, and 11th. It'll be a double elimination event hosted by the 7A number one seed, who we expect to be Gordesville. We hope it's Clay County. So that's how the Region 4A tournament will take place, as District 8A will travel to Gordesville to face the 7A teams. For the girls, the Region 4A tournament, it'll happen at the number one seeds. So one will host two. District 8A will host the number two team out of District 7A and vice versa. They'll take place, those semifinals, on Monday, May the 12th at the host schools. The Wednesday, the championship will be held on Wednesday, May the 14th, and 8A is hosting that. So that's either going to be at Joe Burns or the other team out of District 8A, which I don't really know who that is. We've got the national anthem coming up right now. We'll be right back.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage, Clay County High School spring sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more. Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. We just wrapped up the District 7A Tournament Update, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offer you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll roll right into the keys of the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, we've seen these two teams in action twice already here in Salina. We're going to see it one more time. What's Clay County got to do to survive in advance here?
Well, they beat Clark Range twice. Don't come in thinking you beat them twice and you can handle them. Keep doing what they do well. Get the pressure on, hit the ball, fundamental in the defense, they'll be fine. But like I said, don't overlook the team you got in front of them.
I totally agree, Craig. What's your thoughts?
That's my thoughts exactly. And come out and hit the ball. They hit the ball well last night. And that's, if they keep doing that, what was it, 16 hits, I think you said? If they can do that against Cookeville, they should be able to light it up here against tonight against Clark Range. So I think that you just come out and start smoking it, and good things are going to happen.
Folks, this has been the Keys of the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Craig, take it away.
And it's time now for the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. I've got them in here. I don't know what to do. Clay County will start on defense tonight in the circle tonight. Need to start pitching for Coach Homer Daly. And the Lady Bulldogs, Riley Baxter, will get the start tonight in this opening district tournament game for Clay County. Catching is Halen Garrison. At first base is Jade Walker. At second base is Lila Birdwell. At shortstop is Baylor Walden. And at third base is Annalise Daly for the Lady Bulldogs. Around the outfield and left field is Emma Wicks. In center field is Jenna Thompson. And in right field is Reagan Cherry for Clay County, dressed in the all-black tonight, which may be a little tough on them in this heat here tonight. Clark Range will send this batting lineup up there. They'll lead off with Rosalind Atkinson. She'll be followed by Katie Sales, Caitlin Cottle, Peyton Young, Abby Wood, Macy Foy, Hayden Copley, Sarah Gunner, and Callie Upchurch for the Lady Buffaloes. The Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina, and we're ready to go with Rosalind Atkinson to face Riley Baxter for the first pitch of this 7A tournament here tonight in Salina. That's going to be right at the knees on the inside part of the plate for call strike one.
And Coach Homer Daly showing the confidence he's got in the young freshman pitcher, Doug.
Yeah, he feels confident. We were put that there, but she's pitched well, so he feels real good about her being there.
Little change up there, misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Now to Atkinson. She steps back in. 1-1 pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate for call strike two. So she got the inside part, got the outside part at the knees, and a couple of good pitches for strikes there. One-two pitch from Baxter. Changeup going to be grounded to Walker at second base. Jade will flip it up, or excuse me, Jade Walker's at first base. It's Lila Birdwell at second base. As they do make that change, Birdwell makes the play on the little ground ball over to Lila. It goes 4-3 for out number one.
That's a little changeup there, and that's one thing Baxter showed throughout the season when we were seeing her. That changeup's pretty nice.
And this infield, they'll back her up. Wherever you put them, they move them around a little bit, but anywhere they play or they put them, they can make plays on this infield. Katie Sales, the batter now, the first baseman for Clark Rains, and that one misses high for ball one.
You talk about Baxter. She's got 11 starts already this season, guys. She's thrown 112 strikeouts, got an ERA of less than two.
Not bad.
Pretty impressive for a freshman.
Just low for ball two there to take the count to 2-0. Baxter, she might be in one of the best spots on this hot day right there. Is the 2-0 pitch, swinging strike there for strike one. She takes a step back into her left, or our right just a little bit. She's in the shade there. And she's using that a little bit.
Yeah, she's stepping back to it.
Baxter's 2-1 pitch, swinging strike there for strike two. Evens the count at 2-2, now to Sales. Two-two pitch, swinging strike for strike three. First strikeout of the night for Riley Baxter. Two up, two down for Clark Range, and Caitlin Cottle will be the batter now for the Lady Buffaloes.
Good start with Baxter. She's hitting her spots pretty well right now.
Yeah, and the glove's popping pretty good, too.
Yeah. You know, if she can keep that pop going, that little changeup, she's going to be tough tonight.
First pitch from Baxter. That little curveball misses away for ball one. Had a little spin on it. We talked about the first time we saw her. She releases, she kind of flips the wrist a little bit, and it gets that different spin coming at her.
Yeah, it's got an odd motion to it for sure.
1-0 pitch, swinging strike there on that straight fastball right down the middle to even the count at 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss for strike two to take the count to 1-2. Baxter stepping back in. 1-2 pitch. Little changeup didn't get there, and it evens the count at 2-2.
Well, it may have slipped a little bit right there. It's lost her grip for sure.
A little hot out there. Sweat could play a little factor in that. 2-2 pitch. That one just misses high for ball three. Rained over here in Salina, what, about 1 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah, 1:30. Yeah, good little share. Can't tell it on the field. It's dry.
3-2 pitch. Fouled off the mask of Halen Garrison there behind the plate. Got the home plate umpire a little bit as well. He's going to take a moment to walk it off. Let Halen have a chance to walk it off, too. I did get a chance to ask her about that foul ball that got her the chest protector. She said, that hurt. Got to knock the wind out of her. And that was a pretty hard shot.
Yeah, she's definitely got some toughness back there, as all catchers do, Doug.
Yeah, you do, because you're going to take a beating every game. That ball's going to hit you.
3-2 pitch, swinging strike for strike three. So a ground out to start the game. Then Riley Baxter mows down the next two. Three up, three down. Clark Range doesn't score in the top of the first. Clay County coming up to bat.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball. This is the District 7A tournament being presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Macon Banking Trust. No score here as Riley Baxter strikes out the second two outs after a ground out to retire Clark Range 1-2-3 early in this one, and Clay County's coming up to bat, Craig.
Clay County coming up to bat for the first time tonight, and Reagan Cherry to lead off for the Lady Bulldogs. And the only thing that I think was kind of against Clay County last night was Reagan had a throw out from right field that was just on a rope that didn't get called. And I think if you go back and watch it, you'll see that it was pretty well safe. But Reagan Cherry going to lead off. She'll be followed by Baylor Walden, Jade Walker due up, then Jenna Thompson, Annalise Daly, Halen Garrison, Lila Birdwell, Riley Baxter, and Emma Wicks. In the circle for Clark Range, they'll go with Hayden Copley. Copley's got some pretty strong pitches for the Lady Buffaloes, so Clay County's going to have to deal with her tonight. Catching will be number 10, Caitlin Cottle. At first base is number 24, Katie Sales. At second base is number 42, Macy Foy. At shortstop is number 0, Roslyn Atkinson. At third base is number 23, Abby Wood. In left field is number 8, Sarah Gunner. In center field is number 4, Peyton Young. And in right field is number 50, Callie Upchurch, for the Lady Buffaloes here tonight, as they'll be on defense for the first time against the very tough Reagan Cherry, who leads Clay County in hits.
Yeah, she's gotten 36 on the season, guys. 33 runs scored, and by far the stolen base leader with 27. Closest player is Lila Burple with 11. Yeah. So that's just super impressive.
That's just crazy numbers. But now, you want your leadoff hitter to have those crazy numbers, and most teams don't have that leadoff here with those numbers.
And, she's batting 434, one of three Lady Bulldogs over 400. Of course, Baylor Walden leading the way at 443. I don't know, just some impressive numbers here, guys. We talked about it. All nine starters are batting over 300 for this team.
That's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
It's almost unbelievable that they're able to do that. But that's just great balance. First pitch is going to be outside for ball one from Hayden Copley, and it's 1-0 to Reagan Cherry.
Yeah, look at those numbers and walk down that schedule they played. Yeah. You know, it wasn't no cupcakes on there.
1-0 pitch. This one grounded to short. Atkinson going to come up with it. Throw the first, not in time. Oh, that's just a straight ground ball to short, and Reagan Cherry just outran it. You don't see that often, but Cherry does things on the base paths that you don't see very often.
And typically when she's on, she's going to second. And if you don't watch it, she'll go to third. So. Singles to her turns into doubles real quick.
Baylor Walden, the walk-off double last night to right center field. First pitch to Baylor. The runner goes, and no throw. They're already conceding that Cherry is going to take second base, so the stolen base to Reagan will put a runner in scoring position. It's 1-0 to Baylor Walden. 1-0 pitch. This one hit into the net for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
Walden, a huge night. Besides the game winner, I think she had three hits, went 3-for-4 on the night. The game prior, she hit two home runs and had five RBIs. So not many people hotter than Baylor Walden, really, anywhere in the circle or in the box, Doug.
Yeah, and hurt.
1-1 pitch hit well to left field, but that's going to hook foul and out of play and take the count to 1-2.
Her only out last night was a line drive. I mean, a shot right to the shortstop. So, I mean, it wasn't like she hit a little dead ball. She hit a smoker.
One, two pitch. This one fouled at the net to keep the count 1-2.
She's on her pretty good. She just missed two of them.
And Copley throws a pitch that can be driven. Yep. A lot of these players have a chance to hit one out here tonight. Copley, the 1-2 delivery. That one, little check swing there to just get a piece of it to stay alive, and that's just set up the next pitch for Baylor Walden.
Yeah, good job fighting it off there, folks. We've got Baylor Walden up to bat. Several people watching already, but share this broadcast for us. Let everybody know we've got a top-notch Lady Dog team here live.
1-2 pitch. That one misses high for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
If you do share, comment that you did so. Have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. Our winner from last night, Miss Judy Burkhart.
2-2 pitch from Copley. Walden hits this one well to center field. That is deep. Center fielder looking up. That one is gone. A Baylor bomb to dead center field for two runs to get this one started for the Lady Bulldogs.
Finally, Craig, you get to call a Baylor Walden home run, and boy, did she ever take that one for a ride, Doug.
There's definitely no doubt the center fielder just turned around and watched it. She never broke, never done that. She just turned around and watched it go, so it's a no-doubter.
When you hit one that well, the first one that knows it is the one that's head that's going over, and she just crushed that one to center field. 225 out there. She hit it about 15 feet to the left of the 225 sign, so that went well over 225, and the Lady Bulldogs go in front 2-0.
I'm glad we finally got to witness one. That is her sixth home run of the season, Doug, and that's a big number, too.
That is. That's just single-A softball. If you hit that well, a lot of times you don't get the opportunity. And so have six home runs, that's pretty good.
Jade Walker, she's got a home run this season for the Lady Bulldogs as well as she steps in still with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the first, Jade grounds this one slowly back to the pitcher. It's going to be close. Walker is just out at first base. Good hustle down the line, but just too close to the first base side. We'll go 1-3. Copley to Sales for out number one. And Jenna Thompson, the batter now for Clay County.
Yeah, what a night she had last night. Also three hits for Jenna Thompson, and they came at great time. She's batting an even 400, guys, to be the third leading hitter on this team. 26 hits overall.
First pitch to Thompson. This one hit hard to Atkinson at short. Boots it there. That's going to be an infield hit for Jenna Thompson. Talk about that dust kicking up from Reagan Jerry. Jenna Thompson kicking up some dirt there, running down the first baseline. That's an infield single to put a runner on first base for Annalise Daly.
And I think that affected that play a lot. She's trying to rush short, which you've got to with, you know, that speed. But that made her bobble it a little bit, knowing that speed was going down the line.
You know, in order to get these Lady Bulldog base runners out, you have to make a perfect play. And you're right, Doug, that puts the pressure on you.
Daly to bat for the first time. Annalise hits this one foul and out of play for strike one. There's Jenna Thompson. She was just standing out at second base last night with nothing really going on. All of a sudden, she got hit in the left shoulder. On a throw down there with nobody covering. That had to stun her a little bit.
We saw a little bit of everything in that game last night.
It was interesting. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit well on the ground to short. Atkinson going to come to first with it. She'll get Daly. It'll move the runner. Thompson never slowed down. She'll take third base on the aggressive base running by Jenna Thompson. It'll be a sacrifice by Daly. And on the play, Thompson moving all the way down to third base as it goes 6-3 again with Atkinson to Sales.
Nothing like speed, gentlemen. And you've seen it right there. You know, first to third on a typical ground ball to the infield, you don't see that.
Halen Garrison, the batter now. She'll look at ball one. I think they may have seen something in the shortstop because the shortstop never took a look at second. They must have decided the play is always going to first, and maybe Coach Daly or the other coaches have seen something in the scouting of Clark Range. 1-0 pitch. Garrison looks at ball two. Take count 2-0.
She's definitely going automatic. When she got to second, she wasn't looking for nothing. She's turning and going. So they've seen something.
2-0 delivery. This one hit to the shortstop again. Atkinson going back will make the catch. She's been busy tonight, and she's made some plays, and the pop-up in the infield will end the inning. But a two-run home run by Baylor Walden has put Clay County on the board, and the Lady Bulldogs lead it over Clark Range 2-0.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter
of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldogs Softball's District 7A Tournament Opener versus Clark Ranes, being presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust. If you weren't tuned in, you missed Baylor Walden taking 1 yard to deep center field to put Clay County ahead 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning.
Peyton Young leading off the second inning. She swung at that. It's a strike for Peyton Young. She'd already ducked out of the way, but she brought the bat around and didn't really intend to, but that's a strike, isn't it, Doug?
Yep, that's kind of stowed you one there. You know?
Baxter, if she gets her looking, that's one that was given to her. Got the 1-1 pitch, swinging a strike there for strike two. Take the count 1-2. Peyton Young, Abby Wood, and Macy Foy due up for Clark Range here in the inning. 1-2 pitch, swinging strike there for strike three. Three straight strikeouts now for Riley Baxter. First out of the second inning, Abby Wood now to hit for the Lady Buffaloes.
Yeah, she's been in a groove from first pitch tonight. That's pretty nice to see.
Well, it seems like every one of these Lady Bulldogs have really stepped up their game when they need to. I mean, this is the postseason. That's what you got to do. You got to flip that switch, and that's what Homer Daly's team has done so far here tonight.
Yeah, like I said, you got to approach it. The season starts tonight, and they've done that very well. They're ready to play.
Swinging strike there by Wood, the third baseman for Clark Range. Swinging strike again. It's 0-2. That's what Baxter is doing now. She's getting way ahead in the count, and that's putting the pressure on these hitters. Baxter gets the pitch sign from Garrison. That one misses away. I think she wanted to set up to try to get her to chase something outside the zone, but that just kind of slipped out of her hand again.
And this team has depended on Riley Baxter this season. She's got 61 innings of work, guys. She started 11 games. Her overall record's 8-5. So she came in, and finished off a couple games too.
Tough play, and there she is playing a little defense out of the circle as Riley Baxter, as Wood just reaches out and punches that one straight up, and it pops up in the infield, and she was the only one that had a chance to get to it, and Baxter did. Garrison got out there quickly, but Riley Baxter even quicker to get to it to get the second out.
Again, folks, if you're out there watching, share this broadcast, have a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. All you got to do is go down, hit the share button, comment that you did so.
Macy Foy, the batter now, will look at ball one, just missing high. And the first pitch to Foy.
Judy Burkhart. Miss Judy was our winner from our broadcast last night. She shared the broadcast and got picked to win her Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. Miss Judy, after this pitch, I'll let you know what to do.
1-0 pitch, swinging strike there to even the count at 1-1.
All you have to do is send an email to info@dalehollowhorizon.com with your mailing address, and we'll start your free subscription.
And also tell Thomas how you reacted on that game winner last night, just so he can pass it on to us.
Yeah, that'd be good, too. We got a little excited here in the booth, that's for sure. Craig Cantrell got to call a walk-off, and he just got to call his first Baylor bomb, as he dubbed it, as Walden went yard in the first.
2-1 pitch, catches the outside part of the plate for called strike two. We talked about going all last year, not seeing a home run. We've seen a baseball home run now. We've seen a softball home run.
We sure have, and both of them were pretty sweet.
They were. They were. 2-2 pitch coming up here from Baxter. 2-2 delivery, a little change up, got her swinging for strike three. Again, it's three up, three down for Clark Range. We move to the bottom of the second. Clay County leading 2-0.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament being presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County leads Clark Range 2-0 after Baylor Walden goes yard with a two-run home run to put Clay County ahead, and we're headed in to the top of the second inning. I want to talk about Macon Bank and Trust. For those who can't make it out to witness this game tonight, we've got live video. Thanks to them, the sponsorship of Macon Bank and Trust and Salina branch manager Curtis Collins. You know, Craig, we talked about that TSSAA charges a fee to live stream video of postseason softball, and we wouldn't be able to do it without Macon Bank and Trust stepping up to provide this coverage.
And we really appreciate it. I know the kids appreciate it, being able to have their games broadcast live in the postseason, and that means a lot. We thank all our sponsors, because without them, it's just not possible to do this, and they just are what makes it possible to have the network.
Yeah, we can't thank Curtis and the entire family at Macon Bank and Trust enough for making this video broadcast possible. We appreciate them showing time and time again how they are committed to supporting the community. So, folks, the next time you need a loan, savings account, checking account, or anything else banking, stop by and see Curtis and all the ladies in the historic Courthouse Square location in Salina for all your financial needs, because they are your local bank with over 100 years of service and over three decades of five-star excellence, because great communities deserve a great community bank. Providing personalized quality customer service and best in banking products while remaining true to their roots as a community bank. They are the local bank you can trust. Make them bank and trust. Come grow with us.
The 7, 8, and 9 batters due up for Clay County. Lila Bird will line drive to third base for the first out of the inning. But these three hitters were very instrumental in that win last night. As that pop up going down to Abby Wood, hit it right at her glove, and that's out number one. Riley Baxter and Emma Wicks due up now. Baxter looks at ball one, and these were the ones that kind of got the rally in the sixth inning started. They kind of came back and got the rally in the seventh inning started, so they've been a very productive group, these 7, 8, 9 hitters. 1-0 pitch. This one hit in the air in the infield, though. Atkinson, that's a high ball. That's going to be tough. Atkinson will field it, though, and make the catch one step out on the grass.
One thing we've discovered tonight. If you hit it there, you're probably going to be out.
Yeah.
She's made every play but the one Reagan hit her. That's there. She's made them all.
Man, she really made that play.
Yeah.
Reagan's speed just didn't allow her to complete it.
Yeah, she's solid there short. Nice shortstop.
Emma Wicks, the batter now for Clay County, and that got her. It hit her or the bat? They say bat.
I think it got both. Of course, if it gets the bat too, then there's just a strike. But I think it got hands and bat.
You could hear just a little sound of the metal, it sounded like, but it got right up on that left hand and the bat. Wicks fouls this one back for strike two, so it's 0-2 to Emma Wicks.
And Emma Wicks, we talked about her last night, really come on here of late in crucial situations, Doug. She scored basically the winning run last night. If she doesn't get that two-out double, Clay County is probably going to extra innings.
Yeah, that's, two outs, you either get on or you're – going extras, and she found a way.
Swinging strike there by Wicks. Quick inning for Hayden Copley there as she retires the side 1-2-3, and we're through two complete. It is Clay County 2, Clark Range 0.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know.
The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to the District 7A Softball Tournament, being presented by Clay Power Sports with live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County leads Clark Rings 2-0 headed into the third inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by CrossFit DHL. The freshman Riley Baxter pitching well here in the circle. She's already got a total of 4 strikeouts and retired the side both times Clark Rangers come up. And then Baylor Walker, Walden, I'll get it out in a minute. We've got a Walker and a Walden. Going yard, a 2-run home run deep to center field to put Clay County ahead 2-0. And then we saw Clark Range, the pitcher coming back for them, had to strike out to close out the top of the bottom of the second inning for Clay County. But 3 straight outs for the Lady Buffaloes to keep it a 2-score game headed in to the top of the third inning. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina with a membership. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL.
You up now for Clark Rains, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Hayden Copley, Sarah Gunner, and Callie Upchurch. You for the Lady Buffaloes is Copley to lead off here in the top of the third. That one's just low for ball one. And just, we talk about this team getting better from the start of the year to now. Just watching warm-ups there between innings. They throw it around. I mean, they are humming it during their warm-ups. That one just misses away for ball two.
Yeah, it's game-ready throws for sure when they're warming up out there. Would you like to see that? I mean, you like to see it.
Because the big thing about that is you're going to have to catch those in the game. So you got to be ready for it during the warm-ups. 2-0 pitch. That one's low for ball three. First time that Baxter has had a 3-0 count. And Copley will step into the batter's box with the count 3-0. And 3-0 pitch. Swinging strike there for strike one. Dust flying out of the glove of the mitt of Garrison. She makes that catch on that fastball.
Yeah, and really not giving her anything with that one either, yeah. Doug. High and tight.
No, it's kind of a little rise ball right there. Still her peach.
3-1 delivery. That one misses for ball four, and Clark Range has a base runner for the first time tonight with Hayden Copley reaching first base, and now Sarah Gunner will bat for the Lady Buffaloes. There's Copley, the pitcher. They only have 10 players dressed, this Clark Range. The only sub they have is Sophia Linder, so Copley will stay out there to run for Clark Range. It's on the outside part of the plate for call strike one to Gunner. Infield playing in at the corners. Normal depth at second and short. Swinging strike there for strike two.
You talked about the warm-up, Craig. I mean, I think that's, as Coach Homer Daly says, this team's bought in. They're going to do everything they can the right way to have some success here in the postseason, Doug, and they're looking for a deep run.
Yeah, they feel confident that they can go deep, and that's what you like to see, especially a young team with confidence. That's as good as it gets, because you got to instill that in them, and they've done that very well to get these young girls to do what they need to do.
Swinging strike by Sarah Gunner for out number one in the inning, and now Callie Upchurch the batter, and that one just missed for ball one to take the count 1-0.
And that's what it takes. You got to do it in practice, you got to do it in warm-ups, yep. And it translates over to the game, and that's what we've seen.
The 1-0 pitch, that's right down the middle for strike one to even the count at 1-1. And there might be a little blessing for them being with Gordonsville, because 2-time defending state champs, you've got to do everything the right way to compete with them. Baxter, 1-1 pitch. Swinging strike there for strike two.
I'd like to see one of their practices. Their practices have to be fun for this group of girls. And they say you play like you practice. You would expect it to be really good.
Ground ball down the right side. That's foul to keep the count 1-2. Callie Upchurch, the number 9 hitter, back to the top of the order, and that's call strike 3. Got her looking for strikeout number 7 on the night for Riley Baxter. 2 outs now here in the bottom of the 3rd.
We talked about Baylor Walden's 17 Ks the other night. Baxter on pace, guys, with 7 already, and we're just in the top of the 3rd inning.
Yes, he's grooving it well.
And she's ahead in the count now to Atkinson. 0-1.
You talked about it in the keys of the game, Doug. You know, be ready to play no matter the level of competition. Yeah. And there's no doubt Clay County has come ready.
Yeah, they're mentally ready to go. And that's what you want in tournament play for sure. And they've definitely done that.
Missed that one for ball 1. Roslyn Atkinson is the only one that's put a ball in play with the first 9 batters for Clark Range, as she hit a ground ball to Birdwell at second base. Swinging strike there for strike 2. Of course, on first base is Haley Copley, but she reached with a walk. One-two pitch, change up, swinging strike for strike 3. She strikes out the side after giving up the walk to lead off the inning to Haley Copley. Riley Baxter comes back strong, and we're through 2.5. Clay County leading 2-0.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament here live on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County still leads Clark Range 2-0, headed into the bottom of the 3rd inning. We talked about Macon Bank and Trust, guys. Let's talk about Clay Power Sports. We do it every broadcast. They are Del Hollis, one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and much more. Huge dealership down there for all kinds of boats, all the name brands, Skeeter Bass boats. They got pontoons. They've got fishing boats. They've got it all. Plus, Spartan mowers, much more. Unfortunately, it's time to mow the grass, guys. And if you need a new mower, they're the place to go, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, they like I said, anything you need to do outside, they've got it for you. So if you need to mow, need your boat, need a four-wheeler side-by-side, they got it.
They really do. And, Craig, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about their retail store inside. Largest fishing tackle selection in the area, maybe the region. I mean, there's maybe a store or two in Cookeville that might have something to rival them, but I'm not sure. It's a really big selection.
It's an impressive-looking building down there. What are the hours? I don't know if I've ever
I don't really know. I guess they open somewhere around, I don't know, Doug, they open early around 8, and then they stay till 5 or 6,
range,
I think.
Yeah.
Put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Reagan Cherry leading off the inning. A little pop up to the shortstop. Going back, Atkinson will make a running catch, stepping onto the grass on a great play by Roslyn Atkinson for out number 1.
That's a big out right there. You get Reagan out, you've done something good.
Well, as you said, she hit it to the wrong place.
Yeah.
The shortstop has played really well for Clark Range.
You talk about that tackle. That's what I was going to mention, driving across the bridge there. That's the first thing you notice on the side, isn't it? As Walden, a little check swing strike there. It's 0-1 to Baylor Walden. After that home run, you wouldn't think she's going to get very much this at-bat, would you?
I wouldn't give her a lot.
No. The 0-1 pitch. This one ripped down the left side. That is just foul and out of play for strike 2. So 0-2 to Baylor Walden.
Craig, you called me out, so I had to look it up. It looks like they're open 8 to 5 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturday and closed on Sunday.
Well,
so.
I was just curious. I wasn't calling you
out. Check them out.
I was just wondering, yeah.
At Clay Power Sports.
Because I work. I can't get over here during the weekdays. I'd worry about the weekend.
Oh, that's why you're asking.
That's it. Walden rips one to left center field. Baylor's got a chance to turn this into a double. And I was looking at her stats earlier. The only hit she doesn't have is a triple. I was hoping right there she might get that on this one, but it's a double with one out for Baylor Walden.
Yeah, and she stays hot, Doug.
Yeah, she's definitely grooved in right now. She last few games, she's hit the ball very well.
Yeah, closing on 450 for the season, guys. I mean, that's just an unheard of number.
Jade Walker rips one down the right side, but that's fouling out of play.
Of course, she is a slugging percentage leader. It's at 800. So I'd say that's a pretty big number, too. I'm not real up on that one. Already hit her 6 home runs. She got, let's see, she drove in 2. She got 26 RBIs on the season.
Walker hits this one in the air in the infield. Actually, it is in the infield. Catcher going to shed the mask and make the catch as Caitlin Cottle will make the catch. Hayden Copley. I think I said Haley Hayden Copley, the pitcher, but that's a pop-up route number 2 here in the inning by Jade Walker and Jenna Thompson to the plate now.
And that's a tough play for that catcher because the ball's actually going backwards on you and you're going forward to get it. And she done a good job catching that.
Thompson with a chance at an RBI here in the third inning. First pitch to Jenna. That one misses high for ball 1. You talk about range. She's got some great range out in center field, does Jenna Thompson.
Yeah, she covers ground.
1-0 pitch. That one's low and inside for ball 1.
I haven't seen much she can't do. Yeah. And we're talking about a sophomore, guys. That just plays really well in the field. Great in the batter's box. We said it last night. She just makes things happen.
2-0 pitch. This one hit the center field. Center fielder takes a couple of steps in, makes the catch on the fly ball to center field. So the fly out will go to Peyton Young out in the center field. And Clay County gets a hit. They strand a runner. We're through 3 complete. It is Clay County 2, Clark Raines 0.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament presented by Clay Power Sports with live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County leads Clark Raines 2-0 after Baylor Walden goes yard to score the first 2 runs for the Lady Dogs. We're in the top of the 4th inning, 2 pitches into it, Craig.
Yes, inside ball 1. one going to be a swinging strike for strike three for out number one here in this fourth inning, as that is strikeout number nine on the night for Riley Baxter. Chance to go to double-digit strikeouts in four innings. That's not bad.
That ain't bad at all.
And again, you know, this is a freshman, guys. I don't know. Just unreal, really.
First pitch squares to bunt. Bunts it foul for strike one. Does cobble.
And she looks like, you know, a savvy veteran out there, Doug. She's really got a good, you know, pace going. She's pitching really confidently.
Well, that's one thing this group's done. You know, Homer and Baxter getting these. They play all summer. You know, they got a little group that plays young girls all the way up to this age, and they play a lot of softball.
0-1 pitch swinging strike on a big cut to take the count to 0-2. It's a perfect night tonight. Just very little wind, about 78, 79 degrees at the start. 0-2 pitch changeup, swinging strike for strike three. Out number two, strikeout number 10 on the night for Riley Baxter. And she's just mowing them down right now for Clay County.
I mean, one ball put in play, right?
First batter. Roslyn Atkinson a little slower over to second, and that's been it. First pitch to Peyton Young, misses low and away for ball one. So it's 1-0 to Young. Baxter, the 1-0 pitch, swinging strike for strike one to even the count at 1-1. As a coach, you kind of got to be a little worried, though, about your infield and outfield. You know, you kind of get maybe a little complacent watching it. 1-1 pitch, misses away on that little.
Yeah, you worry about if they stay focused when they ain't had much action out there. But this team's pretty veteran, so even though they're young.
That was that little pitch that just kind of like a screwball type action. There it is again. That one fouled in the glove for strike one, strike two to even the count at 2-2. Two pitch. That one misses away for ball three to take the count full now to Peyton Young. Two delivery right down the middle, fouled off, staying alive is Young, battling with Baxter now. Excuse me, there has been another one put in play. She had a pop-up, did Abby Wood, back to Baxter.
Yeah, she made that out, I think.
Yeah. That one's just low for ball four. So the second walk given up on the night by Riley Baxter will put Peyton Young at first base. And now the batter will be Abby Wood, who has made contact against Riley.
You know, and you look back, you got two scoreless innings for Clay County, though. You know, Copley doing a pretty good job in the circle for Clark Range, retired Clay County, well, almost in order, a better Walden. She hadn't gotten her out yet.
Yeah, she's done a good job just kind of keeping them off balance a little bit after that first inning. You know, they hadn't got a lot of good solid hits on her.
Runner bluffs over at first base, doesn't go. The pitch is a ball to even the count at 1-1. This one hit foul down the right side. So I guess that's 1-2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's just 9 strikeouts. I got a little ahead of myself there.
Well, that's a whole lot to keep up with
so far. It is. That's a good thing, though, to be looking to chase that number. It's 1-2 here. Pitcher's pitch coming up from Riley Baxter, the 1-2 delivery. That's on the inside part of the plate. Got her looking as she's bailing out for call strike three. So she strikes out the side after giving up a walk in the middle. She's got a no-hitter going through four, the perfect game given up on a couple of walks, the no-hitter going through four for Baxter. Due up is Annalise Daly, Halen Garrison, and Lila Birdwell for Clay County in the bottom of the fourth.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament. Clay County and Clark Range squaring off here in the opening round for the Lady Dogs, and they lead the Lady Buffaloes 2-0 headed into the bottom of the fourth inning. But here of late, no score for either team. Baylor Walden got this one started with a two-run home run to center field, and that's your score at 2-0 over Clark Range. I want to remind everybody watching, we've got a good crowd filtering in here today for this postseason action in Salina. Share this broadcast for us if you haven't done so yet. We would appreciate the help letting everybody know we've got a good softball game going here live on the Horizon Sports Network. If you do so, comment that you did have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Annalise Daly to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning for Clay County. She'll foul that one off the end of the bat for strike one. To the third baseman, she's followed by Halen Garrison and Lila Birdwell due up for Clay County in the inning.
Miss Judy Burkhart was our winner from last night. All you have to do is, Miss Judy, send us an email to info@delhollowhorizon.com to claim your subscription.
Daly hits this one to Atkinson at shortstop. She's got another play there right on the edge of the grass. It'll pop up to shortstop route number one.
Copley's really settled in since that first inning. She's kind of got them off balance a little right here. They're not being able to get solid contact lately.
Yeah, like I said, scoreless since the first, Doug. And, you know, you don't really want to let these Lady Buffaloes hang around. I know they're not having trouble with Baxter. She's just mowing them down from the circle. But Clay kind of needs some runs here.
Garrison pops this one up to shallow left field. Atkinson going back makes the kind of backhanded catch out on the grass for pop-up out number two in the inning, both to Roslyn Atkinson.
Like you said, Doug, they're going to have to hit it somewhere else.
Yeah, if you hit it in her vicinity, you're pretty much going to be out because she's made all the plays, but the one on Reagan, and like you said, she made that play. She just speed beat it out.
Birdwell, the batter now for Clay County, squares the bunt, bunts it foul for strike one. So 0-1 to Lila Birdwell.
Birdwell, also a freshman, of course. She's batting .390, just below .400. She's the leader when it comes to on-base percentage, guys, at .519. 16 hits on the season.
0-1 pitch from Copley. Squares to bunt again, but pulls it back, and it's a ball to even the count at 1-1.
Pretty good numbers for a freshman, and most of the time, she's playing shortstop for this team. That'll tell you what kind of athlete she is.
1-1 pitch from Copley. Did it hit her? It did. So a hit batsman will put a base runner on for Clay County. And that'll bring Riley Baxter to the plate.
And Baxter took a good cut at one. Just missed it, Doug, earlier on. And she could have took that one for a ride.
Yeah, she's... just missed some pitches tonight.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Clay County leading 2-0. Baxter looks at strike one. Birdwell going to take second base. Pitch or the throwback to the pitcher gets away, but Birdwell can't advance any farther. So a runner in scoring position for Baxter. She could tack on a run here in the fourth. The 0-1 pitch. That misses inside for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
That gives Lila Birdwell a cool dozen stolen bases on the season with 12 to be second on the team. But it's not a close second. Reagan Cherry's got 28 now.
Ooh.
This one popped up and foul ground by Baxter and out of play, and it's 1-2 now. Yeah, Cherry just, like Doug said so many times, a single is a double, then sometimes a triple every time she's on.
Well, anytime she gets on first, she's going to second. You know, if you don't watch her, she'll be on third, but she's definitely getting two on you.
1-2 pitch. That one misses high, goes off the glove of the catcher. That'll allow Birdwell to move down to third base on the pass ball. So it's 2-2 now to Baxter as coming out of the stance. Cottle couldn't get to that one on that high pitch, and it's 2-2. Copley to the plate. Misses high again to take the count full now to Riley Baxter.
Riley Baxter, the eighth leading batter on this team, guys. But guess what? That means she's batting .327 on the season.
It's just amazing to see those numbers in this batting lineup.
Full count pitch. This one popped into foul ground and out of play. Look out over there if you're buying you a bologna sandwich down there. It's right around the door to the dugout.
Can't do that, can you, Doug?
Can't do it. Taylor let us down again. But he had an excuse.
Oh.
Alicia Daly was supposed to have the bologna for him, didn't. So he threw Hunter here under the bus tonight.
Oh well. He wouldn't do that.
He defended himself.
All I know is Doug Strong hadn't had pickle bologna for two nights in a row.
No.
It's not good.
That is not good.
3-2 pitch rip down the left side. That's off the equipment building down there. It'll leave a dent, and it stays 3-2.
But I did get a guarantee if we get another home game, I get pickle bologna. So if we don't,
okay,
then they're in trouble.
Well, I'm going to have to try that, too. You talked about it. I've got to try it now. Baxter stepping back in. Insurance run at third base. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2 pitch from Copley. That one misses inside. And it's a two-out walk given up to Baxter.
Yeah, and I know there's two outs. Emma Wick's coming up here. She's been as hot as anybody, guys. Clay County needs to get something across the plate here. It's still a 2-0 ball game. And, again, you know, this is a postseason contest. Clark Range is capable if you let them hang around.
Yeah, you feel like Clay County's in complete control.
Right.
But it's a couple of miscues away from being a good game. As a courtesy runner going to come in and run for the pitcher, Riley Baxter, number 5, Avery Davis, will come in and run. Emma Wicks stepping in to hit for the second time today. Left-handed batter's box. She'll bump one down the third baseline. That's trouble. Third baseman is playing deep, and Wicks fooled her. Just a little infield bunt by Emma Wicks to score the run, as coming in to score will be Lila Birdwell. And Wicks with an RBI on the infield single.
Just what a play by Wicks right there. Just a good, smart, just, you know, seen him, read that, and just laid it down.
Yeah, and I don't know, it surprised me. She disguised it well,
yeah,
too, Doug. Great call by Coach Homer Daly and execution from Emma Wicks.
And it's 3-0 now as Reagan Cherry back up there will take ball one, take the count to 1-0.
I think the key to that, you know, you got to read that third baseman. She didn't move, so that left you a lot of room there.
1-0 pitch from Copley. Going to be a foul ball there at the plate to even the count at 1-1. Davis out at second base. Wicks at first for Clay County. A run in with two outs by the Lady Bulldogs. They've extended the lead to 3-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth. This one's going to be slapped toward third again. They're not going to get Cherry. She even, as
there
that one gets away, they're going to make a play at home, and Davis going to be tagged out. Good job backing up the play by Atkinson again, Gate, over there, as it got by the third base player, Wood. But Atkinson right there to come home, and applying the tag was Caitlin Cottle. So it'll be an infield hit for Cherry, but then the runner erased at home plate, and we're through four complete. It is 3-0, Clay County.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the District 7A Softball Tournament Lady Dogs postseason opener here, being presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County just adds one in the bottom of the fourth to make it a 3-0 lead here over Clark Range. Here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. The freshman, Riley Baxter, dominant in the circle for the Lady Dogs. She's already got 10 strikeouts in four innings for Clay County, as she has the shutout and also a no-hitter going through four innings. And Baylor Walden leading this one off in the top of, or the bottom of the first, with a two-run home run to give Clay County a 2-0 lead. And then Emma Wicks comes to the plate, lays down a perfect bunt, an RBI single, as she scores. I guess it was Baxter that came across the plate.
Burgle
came across the plate for Clay County to add a run there in the bottom of the fourth to make it 3-0, headed in the top of the fifth. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina.
Baylor, or rather it is, you up Macy Boy for Clark Range. That one misses for strike one. It's 1-1, I think. The boy, they've just got one on the board, but I think it should be 1-1 to Boy. Getting this inning started, Hayden Copley and Sarah Gunner due up in the inning for Clark Range. That's right down the middle for call, strike two. Start to talk about it, but they got the out at home. And you know you're fast when you can be run down the first base line on an infield little slap bunt, and you can gear down going into first and still just slide in there comfortably, don't you? You know you got some speed. 1-2 pitch. Baxter got her swinging for strikeout number 11 on the night, out number one in the inning here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, and that was a big run, I thought, there in the bottom of the fourth, Doug, you know, to kind of get a little momentum back going, because Copley's done a pretty good job against
yeah,
the Clay County hitters of late.
Got them off balance there for a few innings. Get that run. Maybe we'll get them going again for that next team, but we needed that run.
Copley looks at strike one there. She had a walk, her only other plate appearance. She's been one of two base runners that have reached on walks against Baxter. The 0-1 pitch. This is just low for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Game just about an hour old, and we're already in the top of the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch. That's high for ball two, moving at a pretty rapid pace tonight are these two teams.
And it's kind of all about the pitching. You know, when you got Baxter, you always talk about facing the minimum. I don't think she's done that. She had a couple of walks, but it's been pretty fast.
Swinging strike there for strike two to even the count at 2-2 to Copley. I think you said she had a perfect game earlier this year.
Yeah, last week against Pickett County, I think it was like maybe a 16-0 shutout. And then she picked back-to-back no-hitters as she strikes out another one, Craig.
Back-to-back strikeouts to begin this fifth inning for Baxter, as she just continues to be untouchable here in the circle. And now Sarah Gunner, the batter for Clark Range.
Yeah, she's been dominant from the start. I mean,
she has.
From the first pitch to now, she's been on it.
First pitch to Gunner, swinging strike for strike one.
I think late
on that one.
I always have to say it. I think that last K gives her a cool dozen, 12 on the night already, Craig.
Yep, I always have to count again just to make sure. Swinging strike there for strike two. She's close to a baker's dozen now.
You can tell the dominance. She's had two balls put in play on that, so that's pretty good.
0-2 pitch. This one hit in the air to the infield. That's right to Birdwell. Birdwell will step up, makes the catch. So Lila Birdwell, two of those have been put in play. Now the third one, she's made two of the putouts. So that's a pop-up to second base for out number three. Clark Raines goes in order. We move to the bottom of the fifth. Baylor Walden to lead off when we come back.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We are proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament here in Salina, Tennessee. Clay County leads Clark Raines 3-0, headed into the bottom of the fifth. Lady Dogs coming up to bat. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports, with live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. We want to thank both of those, Clay Power Sports, for being our presenting sponsor all season long, and Macon Bank and Trust stepping up so we can bring you this live stream action of postseason softball. And we got Baylor Walden digging in, guys. He's already had two highlights we've got to show live, thanks to Macon Bank and Trust. Get ready for another one.
Baylor stepping in, 2-for-2 on the day, home run and a double for the junior. That one is high and away for ball one to Baylor Walden. 6 home runs on the season for Baylor. 1-0 pitch from Copley. Walden grounds this one. A little slow roller down the first base line. First baseman will pick it up. We'll tag her there. Is that one gone the end of the bat? And a little ground out to first base to Katie Sales for out number one.
Never fails, Doug. I shouldn't have said it.
Jinxed him.
Now Jade Walker to bat.
Walker with a huge, what was it, a 3 RBI triple she had last night, I think.
Yeah.
She did lead the team in RBI. She and Baylor Walden came in tied at 24 into this contest. Of course, Walden had the two-run home run, so she's in the lead with 26. But Jake Walker is somebody you like to have up when runners are on base. But the way she hits it, Doug, I think she's Walker is up there right at 400, 390 on the season.
Again, just look at those batting averages. They're all pushing 400, or they're all right at over 300. Most of them pushing 400. So,
Walker, seeing the count go to 3-0, there's not been anything close for her to even swing the bat at in this at bat. So it's 3-0 to Jade Walker. 3-0 pitch from Copley. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one. Copley probably so focused in on Walden to begin the inning, maybe losing a little focus to fall behind 3-1. Now Jade with the 3-1 count, probably the green light again. 3-1 pitch. Walker hits this one foul over toward the football field. It's a full count at 3-2.
A good job by Copley there. A little bit of off-speed stuff, Doug, and Walker out in front of that one.
Yeah, I got her to chase her. That may have been out of the zone up right there if she'd have let it go, but it's hard to let that go when it's coming in eye level on you.
Jade, that open stance, scooting up to the front of the batter's box, and that misses for ball four. So a one-out walk given up to Jade Walker here in the fifth inning. That'll bring Jenna Thompson to the plate.
When you put speed on the bags again, look for Walker to be ready to move right here. And you got speed at the bat.
So you do. You know,
we'll have to be on their toes if we can get one in play.
You know Thompson's going to make contact. She usually does. We don't talk about it a whole lot as Thompson squares the bunt, takes that one for ball one, and no throw for Walker going down to second base as the catcher Cottle couldn't field it cleanly, so a clean stolen base there by Jade Walker without a throw, and Jenna Thompson sees the count go 1-0. 1-0 pitch from Copley, fouled off at the plate to even the count at 1-1. Clay County doesn't strike out a lot. They put the ball in play. That puts pressure on the defense when you're able to do that. Thompson, the 1-1 pitch. That one just misses hitting her inside, and that's going to be a 2-1 count. Walker trying to draw a throw out there between second and third. I know you may not want to throw behind her, and that's probably why they didn't, but that second baseman is just a couple of steps back by Walker. It could have been kind of a rundown, but Jade trying to draw a throw to second. 2-1 pitch. This one hit with the shortstop Atkinson. Atkinson will make the catch for out number two.
I mean, how many putouts does Atkinson have? I mean, about every out.
She's made almost every out.
She has. Craig's tallying them up.
Taking a minute, too. She's been part of seven putouts for poor Clark Range. So Clay County's gotten, 14 outs, and she's got half of them. Here's Annalise Daly, the batter for Clay County. That one misses for ball one.
Of course, Daly... almost 402, 377 on the season. Yeah, she's got 26 knocks in her freshman campaign and also has driven in 15 this season. So you're talking about hitting it well for a freshman. Of course, all of them are. You know, when you talk about Riley Baxter, Lila Birdwell, and Annalise Daly, some of the better hitters on this team, of course, they're all good, Doug. We said that.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting up numbers that you just don't see out of a young team, young freshmen. They're putting up excellent numbers.
1-1 count to Daly. That one misses away. Walker trying to steal third. She'll dive in, but they got her. Walker trying that head-first slide. The tag applied by Wood down there at third base, and that's the third out of the inning. So Walker will be retired 2-5, caught stealing. Route number three, and we're through five complete. It is Clay County 3, Clark Range 0.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The 9-1 and 2 batters you up here in the sixth inning as Callie Upchurch leading off the inning. Looks at ball one after the first pitch to Upchurch was a strike, so it's 1-1 to the right fielder, Roslyn Atkinson and Katie Sales. You up in this sixth inning. Swinging strike there for strike two. So it's 1-2 now to Upchurch. 1-2 delivery. That's a strikeout there for number 13 for Riley Baxter, out number one in the inning. And Roslyn Atkinson is up to the plate now. Like we said, she's just been a beast out there on defense for Clark Range. Yeah. Pitcher's got to help that a little bit, though, kind of making it where they have to hit it to her.
Yeah, that's one thing Coffey's done. She's done a good job just getting it in play, and they've made the plays when they've got it there. So,
well, Baxter a little extra on that one at the numbers for strike one on that fastball.
Yeah, we're seeing really two good pitchers going at it. You know, you talked about the shortstop being a beast. I think that would describe the freshman Riley Baxter. She's dealing it out there on the mound in the circle for Clay County, and just super impressed by everything she's doing. We talked about her. She's locked in from the start, Doug.
Atkinson looks at ball two there to take the count to 2-2, or at 2-1.
Yeah, and you look at this lineup. Like I said, you got three freshmen on the infield, and they don't play like freshmen. They're good and solid. They're pretty impressive.
2-1 pitch, swinging strike there for strike two. Took a little off that one to Riley Baxter, a little off speed high, and Atkinson chasing that one up around the eyes. Two count now to Atkinson. This one hit in the infield. Walden going out. She'll make the catch at shortstop. Baylor Walden with the put out now. And she will make a play out there at short for out number two.
And we talked about not many balls in play for Clay County, Doug, but, last night in that couple game, no errors. And you really hadn't seen any out of Clay County in a while. They've kind of locked in. They've won six straight, headed into the postseason, looking for seven here tonight.
You know, and that, again, that makes it more impressive. You've got three freshmen in your infield. Most of the time they're doing a fielding position, first, short, third. And that's, you don't find teams that have that youth on the field like that.
Katie Sales, the batter, the first base player for Clark Range. Baxter, long look into the dugout in the pitch sign there. 1-0 delivery. This one fouled in the air for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
A little slow getting it to Riley there. She just wanting that whatever it was, and it was a little slow getting it to her. But I don't blame her. She's in a good groove, that rhythm. You don't want to break that rhythm.
One pitch coming up from Baxter. Swinging strike there for strike two. 1-2 now to Sales. And there's strikeout number two in the inning as Clark Range goes in order. They do put a ball in play to Baylor Walden at shortstop, but they are retired. Three up, three down, and we're through 5.5. Clay County leading 3-0.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament here in Salina, Tennessee. Live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Boats, mowers, all things fishing, side-by-side utility vehicles, all the above for the outdoors at Clay Power Sports in Salina, Tennessee. Clay County still leads Clark Raines 3-0. They got two early on a Baylor Walden home run and then added one more, I think, in the bottom of the fourth inning. So runs kind of at a premium here, guys, in this one. Riley Baxter pitching really well to shut down Clark Raines, a no-hitter so far. But Clay County needs to put some on the board.
Yeah, Copley's done a good job keeping them off balance. You know, she ain't putting up the numbers like Riley as far as strikeouts, but she's getting outs.
Yes.
And Elise Daly back out there in the batter's box as she was retired on the stolen base earlier, and she'll look at ball one there to take the count 1-0. So Daly, Garrison, and Lila Bird will do up for Clay County. That one's high and away for ball two.
You know, not a tremendous amount of hits for Clay County. You know, Reagan Cherries got on with a couple of infield singles, Walden, the home run, and another double. I don't need any more, Craig.
That'll take a minute.
Had Wicks, that little bunt.
Wicks, that's right, infield bunt, the RBI.
Nice run in.
But not a tremendous amount of knocks for the Lady
Dogs. Thompson, a single. Walden, 2-for-3 on the day. And a single by Emma Wicks. That's it.
Yeah, so four, I guess.
Yeah. Like I said, Coppins kept them off balance pretty well. After that first inning, she's dealt it in there good.
And we saw that the first time we broadcast the Clay County Clark Raines game. You know, she's a very confident pitcher.
Copley, 3-1 pitch to the plate. That one gets away for ball four to walk Annalise Daly and get the leadoff batter on for only the second time this game. That's what she's done a really good job with, keeping that leadoff batter on, because that, if you can do that, that really gets the inning started off well defensively. Swinging strike by Garrison. Take the count 0-1.
And Clay County, if they get on first, they got a lot of speed. They typically going to try to move up and get aggressive. So important to keep them off the bag if you can keep them off there.
Daly didn't go there. She stays at first.
Garrison, of course, also good in the box. One of six Clay County hitters with over 20 hits over the season. She's got 23, batting 343.
That misses for ball one to even the count at 1-1. Top of the bottom of the sixth inning, Clark Raines down to their final three outs. 1-1 pitch. That one misses for ball two. You up for the Lady Buffaloes, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Caitlin Cottle, Peyton Young, and Abby Wood in the top of the seventh. Garrison steps back in, grounds this one for the shortstop. Atkinson, no, the third baseman knocked it away from Atkinson. That'll let Daly try to move to third. Wood can't handle that throw from Atkinson, and that will let Garrison moved down to second base, so runners at second and third, and that play just kind of the third baseman kind of deflected out of the glove of Atkinson, and that let him get on base.
Yeah, good
job. I don't think they had a play right there on Garrison. Might have had a play at second, maybe.
Well, it just, you know, kind of dribbled out there to him, Doug, and with the speed of Halen Garrison getting down to first, yeah, to me, that's an infield single for her, but you're right, maybe a chance at second, but I doubt it.
Birdwell squares the bunt with two runners in scoring position. Bunts that one foul for strike one. 0-1 to Lila Birdwell. Birdwell stepping back in. The 0-1 pitch. Birdwell bunts this one to third base. Wood can't pick it up.
Uh-oh,
they've got Garrison caught in a rundown, but Halen gets back to second. Now the run will come in to score from third, as Wood couldn't field that one cleanly, and Daly will come in to score for Clay County.
Ray goes back to the speed, kind of got the third baseman trying to hurry a little bit, and she just mishandled it.
Yeah, it worked out. Wasn't pretty. Didn't look good, but Clay County gets another one across the plate to make it 4-0 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, they move in front 4-0. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Riley Baxter, the batter now. She'll foul this one off into the net for strike one.
How do you score that, Craig?
There's a whole lot of errors somewhere.
That's what I thought.
You can just pick out whoever you want. They didn't get an out, so you really don't score it. The 0-1 fouled off to take the count 0-2. But you would have to give an error to third base to get the runner at first, and then to throw out the second, that would probably have not been an error, but might have been because it allowed the run to score. The 0-2 pitch. This one hit well down the left side, right over the head of Coach Homer Daly, who has to duck out of the way, and the count stays 0-2. He's still a little quick down there getting out of the way of that one.
Good thing it didn't hang that hat.
Yeah. That'd been trouble.
It would.
Copley, the 0-2 pitch. That one misses high for ball one. Hayden Garrison out at second base. Lila Birdwell over at first base for Clay County. One run in, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2 pitch. This one grounded foul by Baxter to keep the count 1-2.
Good job by Baxter to kind of fight some of those off, Doug, because Copley, I don't know, she just deceiving with what she's doing with the ball, kind of changing up speeds and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and they're battling off her pitches.
Swinging strike there for the strikeout for out number one in the inning. Now Emma Wicks coming to the plate for Clay County.
I look for that bunt again right here.
Yeah. If the third baseman's going to play that deep.
If she stays back there, I think Emma will lay it back down again.
First pitch to Wick, squares the bunt, plays out a good one, but rolls foul for strike one. Now they're going to scoot her up.
I guess a lot of that decision to do so was based on that, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, you're reading that third baseman. She stays back, you just got pretty much get it in play right there. And she didn't break on that bunt. The catcher was going after that. So, you know, she's laying back. So you just read that. If she stays there, I'd lay it down again.
The 0-1 pitch. This one bunted. That's a good one. That's going to be, oh, it's going to roll foul. It rolls foul. It's a smart play right there by Caitlin Cottle, letting that one roll foul, and it does. And the count goes 0-2.
It's a little too much backspin on that one, the English cutter.
Put in the perfect spot, though. If that dies there, there's no play anywhere.
You know, I don't know as good a bunter. She don't go again. I know two strikes. If you don't get down, it's an out. But it's a good bunter. She is. I don't know if you don't try it again.
0-2 pitch. She's swinging away. Strikes out. The catcher can't hold it, though. Or they say she.
Well, it's out because you had first base occupied less than two outs.
So
bunter, she's still advanced. She just can't.
So the strikeout for out number two, and that will move Garrison down to third base and Birdwell to second base for Reagan Cherry.
See, I look for Reagan just kind of pop this kind of towards third right here because they're still staying back on her.
And she does ground it to the left side. Shortstop up with it. No throw, and it'll be an infield hit for Cherry and an RBI for Reagan Cherry.
Makes it look simple. That's kind of tough to do right there, but she makes it look simple. I don't think Baylor will be bunting, though. Sure Baylor will not be bunting.
Lila Birdwell will stop at third base, and she took a shot sliding in there head first, kind of got caught up. You can see her kind of favoring her elbow, shaking the dirt off the front of her jersey, and she hit hard going into the third base back.
A little thud to it.
There was.
5-0, Baylor Walden chance to add more to it, guys.
Walden, first pitch misses for ball one. Cherry's gone, and that's a given, and it's a stolen base for Reagan Cherry. They were the seventh hitter in the inning for Clay County. They've scored two here in the inning to take the 5-0 lead. That one misses low for ball one, or ball two.
You wouldn't expect them to be giving Baylor anything to swing at right here. I don't know what I just put her on, you know. Because if you mess up and miss one, she can definitely drive it out of here.
2-0 pitch. Walden pops this one up. Will it get out of play? It will, right in front of us. And the count goes 2-1.
Got to go back to Cherry. We talked about her numbers earlier, guys. But, you know, you remember the 40-40, the 30-30 guys in the league. You know, Reagan Cherry's approaching 40 hits and 30 stolen bases.
That's
so
pretty good.
Pretty impressive.
That one misses inside for ball three to Baylor Walden.
Well, I mean, Reagan, when she, a single's a double. I mean, if she gets the first, she will steal second.
Of course, it was homers and stolen bases for the major leagues, but 40 hits is pretty impressive.
That one gets away. Birdwell going to come in to score for Clay County. They'll try to flip it back to the pitcher. That's all Reagan Cherry needed to come on home. So a pass ball, then an error throwing back to the pitcher will allow two more runs to score, and Baylor Walden will get the walk down to first base.
Just a good job being alert right there by Reagan. You know, notice that got away, and then, of course, it don't take much to give her opportunities. She just paid good attention and got that run.
Jade Walker, the batter now, swinging strike there for strike one.
And the Lady Dogs trying to pull away here in the bottom of the sixth with two outs. They've done most of the damage with two.
Yeah, they really have. As they've scored four runs in the inning, lead 7-0 now. Walker swinging strike there. Walden going to steal second base, standing up, and will put a runner in scoring position for Jade Walker. Walker stepping back in. One of two seniors on this roster. 0-2 pitch. Walker hits this one to the right side. Second baseman up with it. We'll throw to first in time. Route number three is the ground ball to Macy Foy with the flip to Katie Sales. But Clay County adds four. We move to the top of the seventh. Clark Raines down to their final three outs.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Welcome back to the District 7A softball tournament here in Salina, Tennessee. Live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. Broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County leads Clark Raines 7-0, headed into the seventh inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Westmoreland Management. It stayed at 3-0 through five innings in the top of the sixth. Clark Raines was mowed down again by Riley Baxter, the freshman, headed into the seventh with a solid no-hitter against the Lady Buffaloes. And then Clay County helped her in the bottom of the sixth as the first run came via error to make it 4-0. And then we saw Reagan Cherry with an infield single to get another RBI to make it 5-0. And then Clark Raines got to throwing it around as Baylor Walden walked and added two more to make it 7-0, headed into the seventh. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. She's got 14 Ks headed in to the seventh inning. Craig, can she keep the no-hitter going?
That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one to Caitlin Cottle. Really, I guess three of the four runs unearned in that inning for Clay County is several errors by Clark Range. Squares to bunt. Cottle bunts this one foul for strike two. That's kind of a quick move to the bunt, and it fouled it off, and the count's 0-2.
In a good read, because, you know, yeah, we're just kind of playing standard right there. You know, if she gets that down, that's a tough play. We've brought her in a little now, so she's...
0-2 pitch from Baxter. That one just misses inside for ball one to take the count 1-2. And we saw Baylor Walden strike out 17. Baxter, if she can get all three here by the way of the K, then that would be 17 for her. They appeal down to first to see if she went. First base umpire says no, and it evens the count at 2-2. 2-2 pitch, swinging strike there for strike three for out number one here in the inning. And that is 15 for Baxter, and Peyton Young, the batter now for Clark Range. Riley gets the pitching sign, rolling that ball around in the glove. Now she's got the sign from Garrison. Swinging strike on that fastball right down the middle. That's a pretty easy signal there. Just throw it right down the middle of the knees as hard as you can.
Yeah, it's kind of catch it if you can. That deal.
There it is again. This one popped foul and out of play for strike two.
You know, like I said, the impressive part of that is from the get-go, she threw that in there all night, and she ain't losing anything. If anything, she may be gaining just a little bit of zip on it. And if you stay steady through 7 minutes, that's pretty good.
Yeah, against any team.
Yeah.
0-2 pitch. Ring her up. Carter looking for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the inning. Clark Range down to their final out in Abby Wood here in this district tournament opener.
Again, guys, Riley Baxter, the freshman, coming into the night, 112 strikeouts on the season. Do the math, Craig. She's got 16. She's approaching 130, I guess.
That's 128. And she's ahead 0-1 to Abby Wood here. The 0-1 pitch. This one hit on the right side and foul ground and out of play for strike two. Jade Walker, a good effort over there at first, trying to get to that one, but just kept tailing away toward the Clark Range dugout. O-2 pitch, swinging strike for strike three. She does strike out the side. She completes the no-hitter with style. Three straight strikeouts to end the seventh inning. She ties Baylor for 17 strikeouts in the game this season and gets the win with the no-hitter, 7-0 over Clark Range here tonight. We'll have our post-game show coming up in just a moment.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up.
Welcome in to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We just witnessed District 7A girls softball tournament action for the Lady Dogs, and they get the big win by a final score of 7-0 to improve to 17-8 on the season. I had to do the math. I only had to add one, but still was tough for some reason. Impressive season so far, an impressive start to the postseason for the Lady Dogs. We'll now do the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Guys, it all started with another highlight from the leader of this team all the way around. She does it in the batter's box. She does it in the circle. Baylor Walden going yard to start this one off. You talked about it, Doug. This team was kind of locked in to start, and Baylor Walden got him going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they feed off her. They do things. When Baylor's doing well, everybody just feeds off that. You know, it kind of showed from the get-go, and you know, with Riley in the circle, and then the confidence when he come up there, and then Baylor just tattoos that first one. I mean, that's pretty nice.
Deepest part of the field. You can't hit any deeper than she did, and it went 240 feet at least, and that's just a shot in high school softball.
You asked for it, Craig.
I did.
You got your first Baylor bomb.
That's it. Hope there's many more.
I do too.
There's a lot more.
Looking forward to it. It stayed 2-0, though, through three innings. Clay County added another one in the bottom of the fourth inning as Emma Wicks, another hit for her, an RBI infield single to score another run, made it 3-0 in the fourth. And then it stayed that way again for an inning or so before Clay County kind of closed it out there in the bottom of the sixth. They added four, mostly unearned. Haylen Garrison did have an infield single, and then Reagan Sherry, an infield single that drove in an RBI, but the rest of it was kind of throwing errors and such on Clark Range, and, you know, they credit them. Valiant effort for them, kept it a three-run ball game for the majority of it, Doug, and then Clay County kind of put it away there.
Well, now, Copley, you can't ask, if you're Clark Range, you wanted the game pitched, and she pitched tonight. It was an excellent pitch game. Like I said, got a little out of hand on throwing errors, not her pitching. She kept Clay County off balance all night, and didn't give up a lot of good solid hits, you know, and that's pretty impressive.
Even more impressive, Craig, though, was the lady dog in the circle, and that was the freshman Riley Baxter. You got to call the first lady dog home run tonight from Baylor Walton. You also got to call the first lady dog no-hitter here on the Horizon Sports Network. Just a great effort by her.
And she's not a typical freshman. You go out down and talk to her. She's got good size. She's very athletic, and she's strong, and she just doesn't get rattled. You see her walking out there. The only time I noticed anything, they were a little slow getting the pitch to her, and she just kind of worked her right foot just back and forth just a little bit on the toe of that foot. That's the only time you saw any little hint of emotion from her. I love just steely there in the circle, and she'll just go get you. And she, we talked about Baylor Wallen 17 strikeouts. That's phenomenal. She needed three in the 17 to be able to tie that. She got those three, and that's just to have two pitchers do that. That's Coach Homer Daly's got he's got a pretty good thing working right there.
Yeah, he really does. Again, Clay County, the 7-0 win here over Clark Range. They will advance to face the winner of the Gordonsville Red Bowling Springs game, which we expect to be the Tigerettes. They'll play on Monday, May the 5th, in Gordonsville. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Visit EcoPoundsOfTN.com. to learn how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I forgot my paper. I've said that so many times. I know it.
You did
appreciate
well.
Appreciate Eco Panels of Tennessee and all of those sponsors we've got out there. And we got one more, the TDS Disposal. They bring us our top performer for each game. And we did it for Baylor Walter when she pitched 17 Ks. You got to do it for the freshman Riley Baxter because she added even more to it. We talked about it, Craig, the no-hitter. How many of those have you called in your time?
There's been a few, but not too many. It's pretty rare in high school sports to get that no-hitter, and she just did it tonight. She came out, and Clark Range, they were just fooled a lot. The fastball, that little screwball she throws, is just an odd kind of pitch that gets a whole lot of strikeouts and just a changeup when she needs it, and she'll just overpower you when she needs to. And I think that she's only going to get better. And just a great night tonight for Riley Baxter.
And it's not just about her pitching, Doug, the no-hitter tonight, but again, she's one of these nine Lady Bulldogs that's batting over 300. She's hitting 327 on the season. She's got real close to 20 hits on the year, and she can really do it all. And this is, you know, we talked about the three freshmen, but she's one of them. They're all there, but they're all ahead of the game. They're not really freshmen. They played this game so long.
They've played so many games. Like I said, that they have a team that plays all summer, a little Twisted Sister group, and they start when they're just 7-8 years old, and they're where they're at now. So they've played a lot. And, you know, when Riley's not pitching, she's playing first base.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like she's going to the bench setting. She's playing another position. And if I'm not mistaken, I think her last three games, a perfect game, a no-hitter.
That's right.
That's not bad.
I don't care who you are. That's pretty impressive right there.
And all against District 7A opponents. She took care of Pickett County, Red Bull Springs, and now Clark Range tonight. Riley Baxter is our TDS top performer. Congratulations to her, and congratulations to all the Lady Dogs for moving on to the winner's bracket here in the District 7A tournament. The TDS top performer is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders, guys. We hope to call one more, at least. Actually, we hope we don't call because we hope Clay County, the Lady Bulldogs, go and knock off the Gordonsville Tigerettes, but nobody's been able to do that in single A for 2 years now. So, theoretically, we hope to get to call that first game of the loser's bracket that Clay County would play in if they lose to Gordonsville Monday night. And that would be the next night on Tuesday, May the 6th. It will be held right here in Salina if they're in that loser's bracket game, and we're going to be here for it, Craig.
Yeah, the good thing is they're moving on. Now, they're going to have to get beat twice to keep them from going to the postseason. So even if they get beat by Gordonsville, they get to come back home. They'll either be Clark Range or Red Bull and Pinckney County. Hadn't heard a final from them tonight, but think probably Clark Range again. Clark Range is kind of control those two, so you feel pretty good about that. But hey, they're playing well. I mean, they're doing some good things right now. Pitching, defense, hitting. Copley did a pretty good job limiting the hitting tonight, but they're, like we talked about, this is the third night in a row, and the last two have been really intense. And they came out tonight just kind of a workmanlike effort, just kind of took care of Clark Range. Now they just try to set up where they can keep advancing in the postseason tournament.
And let's be honest, Doug. I mean, if Clay County and Gordonsville take care of business and do what they're capable of doing, you know, there's no doubt they're going to be the top two advancing out of this tournament. Clay County's going to have to go up against the Tigerettes a couple times in order to do that. But, that's what we expect. And so we expect Clay County here next Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've kind of separated all year. Gordonsville separated a little more. Clay County separated from everybody else. You know, there's going to have to be something just out of the ordinary happen for those two not to advance.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about, Craig, Lady Dogs don't have to beat Gordonsville. You know, there's a pass to get to the Spring Fling, and it's through this Region 4A tournament, the Monday semifinals on May the 12th. Don't have to win the district title. A runner-up is just fine.
Yeah.
But you've got to get past that number one out of District A Day.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be Joe Burns with the state runner-up from a year ago with most everybody back. And they're good. I mean, you don't get to the state final without being very good, and they are. But the thing about it is, this Clay County team is better than the team they faced last year, I think, just because everybody's a year older. Everybody is a year stronger. Everybody's played a year more, and that just that changes things. Joe Burns has to have improved as well. But I don't know if they had as far to go as this Clay County team did. So it's going to be interesting. I think they've got a pretty good shot if they end up going to Joe Burns. I think Clay County's got a pretty good shot of pulling this one out.
Yeah, I'll put these Lady Dogs up against anybody. Defending state champs, defending state runner-up, whoever it is, this Lady Dog team is going to give them a showdown for sure. Talk about the District 7A baseball tournament real quick one more time. Huge game going on in Gordonsville, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Go to Gordonsville, folks, and get behind this Clay County Bulldog baseball team. Third matchup between Clay County and Pinckney County in the 2-3 game, Doug, tips off first pitch, I should say, at 4:30 p.m., and we've talked about it, the game of the tournament, really.
Oh, yeah, I think that'll be definitely the best game in that tournament to kick it off. Clay County and Pinckney County played twice, 3 runs separated in the 2 games, 2 really good ball games. So I don't know if it'll be any different this time.
We can't be there to call it, but, folks, you can go down there to Gordonsville and support this Bulldog team, Craig. And same thing there. If they can get past Pinckney County, they'll advance to face Gordonsville, who's above and beyond the best team in the league. You expect them to win the title, but you never know. Win or lose, though, for Clay County, they still got a shot. They'll drop down to the loser's bracket a game early, basically, and battle with probably Red Bulling Springs and, try to get out of there.
And if things hold true to the numbers, the way they're seated in that tournament, they could play Pinckney County twice.
They could.
So they could go to Gordonsville and meet Pinckney County twice. And wouldn't that just add to the rivalry the way this season's went with those two teams?
Yeah, it sure would. So a lot of softball and baseball going on. We'll keep you updated online and on social media. Follow the Del Hollow Horizon Facebook page. We'll be posting updated brackets there and results from these games that we won't be calling. And we hope to see you again here live on the Horizon Sports Network. We had a good one to start the postseason, guys. And we got to see some highlights, too. That's what makes it fun, Craig.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun, just the big plays. Everybody likes the big plays, and everybody likes the long ball. You know, when you hit that home run, that just fires up a crowd. That's what Baylor Walden's able to do tonight. And you had both sides of the coin. You like to see that. You like to see no-hitters. And that's what Riley Baxter was able to do tonight. So whichever you like. You like defense, you had it tonight. You like offense, you had it tonight. What more can you want?
And Clay County Lady Bulldogs can give you all of the above, can't they, Doug?
Oh, yeah. They're, like I said, if you hadn't got to see them, you need to come see them. If you can't make it here, you got to watch them. They're just impressive. Now, when you look at them out there, you go around and talk, well, this one's a freshman, this is a freshman, this is a sophomore. It's just impressive the way they play. They look like a veteran, junior, senior, late team. They're not. You know, got two seniors on the team. That's it. And most of them freshmen, sophomores in the starting lineup. So that's pretty impressive.
It's been a fun one here. It's been a great season covering both teams. We want to thank Clay Power Sports for being our presenting sponsor throughout the season. We want to thank all of our sponsors for making this happen, and especially Macon Bank and Trust for taking care of that TSSAA video fee here tonight so we could get Baylor Wallen's dinger on film along with Riley Baxter's no-hitter and all the action from this top-notch Clay County Lady Bulldog team. For Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell, we hope to see you back here next Tuesday night. I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing y'all a good night.